Assemblymember McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Wrangell's Borough Assembly unanimously approved for the borough clerk to schedule a special election August 21st to fill the 8 vacant seats on Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors. City Attorney Bob Blasco says after careful review, this is the only option for what he calls a unique situation.
There is no other provision in state law or the Wrangell Code for filling other than an assembly council or school board, except through the special election process. And the state Department of Law also concurred with us that that is the only choice. And from our perspective, our recommendation is to follow the state law, follow the Wrangell Code, hold the special election, and that's what fills the vacancies.
All 8 seats up for election will remain with their original term expiration dates. 3 of the seats will be up for re-election again in October. Until then, Dorothy Hunt Sweat is the lone hospital board member sitting on Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors. Mayor Jeremy Maxan says until the special election is held, no major decisions will be made by the hospital board.
Not having those seats filled until the special election does not in any way hinder from the state's perspective, from licensing, from Medicare reimbursement, all of these things. Those have been discussed and taken care of. So between now and the election, the staff are focused on just day-to-day operations, and there won't be any major board essentially decisions made because we don't have a quorum and because there isn't a mechanism to fill those seats through an appointment process.
Meanwhile, Maxen says all major questions regarding the hospital board activity will go to the attorney, Bob Blasco. The borough clerk and borough manager will prepare a calendar for upcoming August and October election dates. Maxen says he believes the special election will reinstate the public's confidence in the hospital board.
This is a really good process. I mean, what it does is it removes a lot of the politics out of getting people on this board. And right now, that's a good thing. So folks in the community who are interested in running for this board, you can go ahead and do that. And it isn't one individual or an assembly appointing people. And during this time, I think that's really important.
Along with the recall, the assembly addressed the recent termination of former hospital CEO Noel Selray. Selray was terminated the day after the recall during the hospital board's final meeting while in office. As a result of the board's actions, the assembly unanimously approved for the borough manager to advise the current acting hospital administrator, Alinda White, stipulating that the Wrangell Medical Center no longer employ any legal counsel without the authorization of the borough manager or city attorney. The assembly also authorized that the borough manager and city attorney review and pursue any legal options regarding the actions of the former WMC board involving Selray's contract and amendments to his contract, as well as actions by individual WMC board members between the dates of June 20th and 25th of 2012. The next regular borough assembly meeting is July 24th at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. To listen to the entire June 26th regular borough assembly meeting, visit our website at ksdk.org. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.